Oh, hi, mister. Hey, over here. Yeah, behind the fence. Hey, come over here, would you? Don't worry. I don't bite. As far as you know. So, I just realized we've been neighbors for a little while, but I've never gotten a chance to talk to you. You and your wife moved into this neighborhood last month, right? Well, I'm Lucy. Nice to finally meet ya. You're surprised that I'm being so friendly? What does that mean? Ah, I look intense, huh? Well, that's one word for it, I guess. So, that's why you kept your distance, huh? I see. Probably for the best. I am very scary, don't you know? Oh my god. You should see the look on your face. Priceless. Come on, don't let the black get up and the spikes fool ya. We're not all grim, dark little balls of angst, you know? I promise I won't spout any depressing poetry at you or anything. Cross my heart. What? This looks fancy looking? Well, it's just my casual wear. You should see me in full-on corpse paint. I'm telling ya. Catch me on a Sunday when I'm not being forced to attend church with my parents. So, anyway, I actually had a little favor to ask. You're good with your hands, right? Because I could use a hand with something. It's my shower head. It kind of broke. I'm not sure how it happened, but it just fell apart yesterday, and I could really use a cold shower right now. What with this heat wave we've been having? Whew, I swear, I'm just gonna melt if I don't get some nice, cool water running all over my skin. So, do you think you could help me out? Awesome! Thank you so much. Alright, just follow me. My dad keeps tools in the garage in case you need any. But do you mind if I just show you first? Oh, it's alright. Nobody's home right now except for me. Come inside. All right, it's just up the stairs. Yeah, it's a big-ass house. My mom's a big-shot lawyer, and my dad works at the UN. They both travel for work a lot, so I have a house to myself for days at a time. It's nice, even if it's a little lonely. I mean, I've made some friends, but we only moved here a few months ago, so I don't know that many people in this neighborhood. You know, you must get lonely too, right? Well, your wife seems to be away a lot of the time. So, maybe we could hang out sometimes. That's cool, right? Well, I am 18, so you don't have to be worried about being seen hanging around with someone's teenage daughter while your wife is away. Come on, mind out of the gutter, mister. You're just helping me fix my shower, that's all. Just a friendly little favor between neighbors. Right? And here we are. Oh! My, this isn't the bathroom. This is My bedroom! Silly me. Well, that's what happens when you walk and talk at the same time. Your mind just goes all astray. Why, yes, that is a goth Hello Kitty plushie mixed in with a bunch of My Little Pony ones. Oh, do not look at me like that. I'm not a total weirdo. I can like sparkly shit and still be grim. My music tastes? What about them? Depends on the day, I guess. Sometimes I lean more toward death metal. Other days I'm like full-blown goth with black. I'm all about the classics, by the way. Mayhem, Emperor, Dark Throne. The colder the better. And then I'll mix it up with some grindcore from time to time. You know, for variety's sake. No offense, but I'm surprised a normie like you even knows the difference. I kind of figured you for more of an AOR guy. But hey, I guess driving cars into swimming pools is kind of metal too. A hipster? Me? Honestly, I don't really care what other people are into. It's not like I need everyone around to love the same things as I do. Always seemed like kind of a dumb attitude to me, to be honest. Boring, too. Just have some backbone and like what you like. You know what I mean? We're spinning around a giant ball of gas in a godless, shrieking void of nothing and even more nothing. What's the point of not living the way you want to? Blah. Don't even get me started on band politics. You'd think we could just enjoy the music and forget about all the other bullshit. But no. Everyone wants you to fit into one box and that's it. Don't even get me started. I swear, some rando in Norway burns down one church and he thinks he's the Antichrist or something. Like, get over yourself, dude. Yeah, I know. Everyone always seems to get the impression that I'm literally a devil worshiper. No, I'm not. I know some people go whole hog for the philosophy, like Levian Satanism or whatever you want to call it, but they're like bored atheists or LARPers or something. Yeah, I know some people are like actual devil worshippers. Although if you ask me, those people have more in common with flat earthers than anything else. Okay, rant over. Kind of just felt like getting all that off my chest. You'd be amazed at the amount of preconceived BS floating around being goth. Ooh, why'd I go goth? I don't know. I just love the aesthetic, I guess. I figure that makes me more of a, what's the phrase? Like a fellow traveler? What's wrong with that? I get to wear sexy outfits, listen to badass music, and scare the bejesus out of normies like you at the same time. So what's not to love? I mean, if you can't scandalize your neighbors with spiky bracelets, cool makeup, and revealing fishnets, what are you even doing with your life? Oh, right. The favor. Okay, listen. I have a confession to make. Though I'm sure you've already figured it out by now. My shower handle isn't really broken. I just made that up so I could get you inside the house. And, what shall I do with you now that I've seduced you into my lair? Oh, please don't be mad at me. I've just been so lonely all summer. I meant what I said earlier, mister. I do want to spend some time with you, if you know what I mean. Mm-mm, your wife's not here right now. I am. Don't you want to touch me? Kiss me? I know you've been undressing me with your eyes all summer. Don't you think it's about time you did it for real? I don't mind in the slightest. You can male gaze at me all day long. I fucking love it. Feeling your eyes on my body, it's so fucking hot. Knowing that you're fantasizing about me like that, Hey, tell me the truth, mister. Have you ever touched yourself while thinking about me? The things you wanted to do with me? Nice cock. What do you say? We make that fantasy a bit more real. There's no harm in that, right? A little adult playtime never hurt anyone. You can protest all you want, mister. Your cock is telling me everything I need to know. It's practically bursting out of your pants. I'm just gonna slide my top off now. Do you like them? Come on, touch me. I know you want to. Oh, yes. Cut my breasts. Tug on my nipples. Yeah. Just like that. That's it. Just touch me all over. Ooh, you are good with your hands, aren't you? What do you think your wife would say about you putting them all over a teenage girl's body like this, hmm? Don't stop. Just keep filling me up. I love having your strong hands all over my body. Yes, that's it. Just touch me, grope me. Oh, God, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Reach into my panties and... Yes. Oh, my God. Right there. Yes. Fuck. Oh, my God. That feels so good. Ooh, your rough hand on my clit. Yes. Just, oh, God. Oh, that's a spot. Just... there. Fuck. Wait. Fuck. I need to suck your cock right now. Just hurry, take your pants off. I don't care. Just take it all off. I want to see your naked body. Please, you have no idea how horny I am right now. Yeah. Oh, that looks so good. Let me get on my knees and worship your cock the way it deserves to be worshipped. I just want to run my tongue all over your shaft and plant little soft kisses all over it. Just like this. Can't forget your balls either. God, they look so heavy and full. Does it feel good when I cup them like this? gently massaging them. I just want to lick them. Kiss them. And suck on them. Make love to them with my soft lips. Just like this. Now, back to that delicious dick of yours. Has your wife ever gone down on you like this? I'll bet it's been a while. She should be treating you like a king every day, mister. It's a sin to let such a good dick go to waste. Oh well, it's her loss. Although, I wonder how she would feel about her husband receiving oral pleasure from her teen neighbor. I'll bet I give better head than she does, too. Wait. I've got a better idea. Here, let me get on the bed. I'll just lie down like this. Well, what are you waiting for, mister? Get over here and fuck my face! Yeah, that's it. Grab my head and force me down on your cock. Come on. Fuck, I love this position. You can grab my head and just force your whole cock down my throat. I'm just a fuck toy for you to abuse and get off with. Don't go easy on me now. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, make me take it, Daddy. Oh, you liked that, did you? When I called you Daddy? You started thrusting a little faster when I said that. Now come on, don't give me these half-hearted strokes. If you don't fuck my face and ruin my makeup like you mean it, I'm going to tell your pretty little wife what we've been up to. Punish your little girl. I deserve it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Slap me, spit on my face. Oh, yeah. Call me a whore. Fuck, I love it. Just use me. Make me gag. Make me cry while I choke on your cock. Yes, Daddy, fuck my throat like a pussy. Make me take every last inch of it. Mull my throat to the shape of your cock, just like. Are you getting close? Wait, stop. Just do one thing for me. You can finish in my mouth, but don't you want to try my pussy first? Please, I am so fucking horny, mister. Can you see? My cunt is dripping wet for you. If you don't breed me right this second, I'm gonna go crazy. Please, 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 please fuck me. Here, let me slide off my panties. And you can just get up behind me and... fuck yes! Oh! Ooh, is this how you like it, Daddy? A horny, needy little slut on all fours, face down, ass up. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Ooh, fuck me. Fuck me. Just use your neighbor's daughter like a fuck toy. Yeah. Just keep going. Fuck. Feels so good. Yes. Yeah. Just pound my little pussy like you own it, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You're going even faster. Shit. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Shit. Again. Hurry. Put it back in my mouth. Just pull out and... Come in my mouth. Come on, Daddy. Do it. Please. Fuck yeah. Daddy's making me watch suck your cock. Please, push my head down. Push my head down and make me take it. Make me take all of it, every last inch. Suck my mouth and just empty your balls on my face. Do it, paint my face with your cum. Yes. Oh my God. There's so much of it. Oh, I can barely see. You covered my whole face. What should we do about it? Well, I guess I'm just gonna have to eat it all up. All that hot, sticky cum. Let me scoop it off my face and just... You taste delicious, mister. Holy shit. You wore me out. And we're only just getting acquainted. Was it good for you too? Yeah? When was the last time you came that hard? Let me rest my head in your lap for a minute. I'm beat. It feels so good when you run your fingers through my hair like that. I think I might actually fall asleep if you keep doing that. Hey, you'll be back tomorrow, right? No, we can't just make this a one-time thing. Please? I need someone to help me explore my toy collection. Yeah, I've got ball gags, paddles, vibrators, restraints, all kinds of fun stuff. I'll bet your wife isn't nearly this adventurous. Come on, Daddy. I need you to come over more often to ruin my makeup. Won't you please? Didn't my mouth and pussy feel good on your cock? No. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be a homewrecker. I really don't. And trust me, I have no interest in tying the knot. I'm sure your wife is lovely, and I don't want you to leave her on my account. I'm just really bored and horny all the time. I need a playmate. And I really like you. Yeah, I could be your little fuck toy next door. You could just come over when you're feeling bored or frustrated and abuse me. Take all your pent-up anger out on my body. Tie me up. Whip me, fuck me stupid, abuse me, make me serve you, and then ignore me when you're done. That really fucking turns me on too, you know. I'm not trying to steal you away from the love of your life, I promise. I'm more than happy to be your side girl. Your goth side girl, no less. That's not so bad, is it? Is it really so wrong just because you've got your fat cock deep inside your teen neighbor's pussy from time to time? Okay, it's a deal then. Nice to make your acquaintance, neighbor. Now how about you give me a kiss goodbye? Do you think that we have time for a quick shower before your wife gets home? Come on, I'll get the water running. I think we could both use a cold shower right now. Ooh, I've got an idea. Why don't you invite me over for dinner sometime? I'd love to meet your wife.